Radio Moments. We start looking back to this week 3 years ago, and Radio 1 declares it's had enough of jingles.
A lot of stations don't use jingles at all, but I really think they're making a slight mistake here. I think the singing jingles are just fantastic. They just give that station that fresh sound. You get a message across. It's called branding.
But even the way that Chris Moyles did them, I mean, he was kind of taking the mickey out of them quite a lot, wasn't he?
Yes, I guess I would. Chris Moyles takes the mickey out of everything.
Tony Blackburn.
Tony on Radio 4 commenting on Radio 1's no jingle policy.
All day long, Radio Cleveland from the BBC.
This week in 2007, BBC Cleveland adopted its current name of BBC Tees.
This is BBC Tees. Good morning.
The station had launched as Radio Teesside.
On behalf of the people of Teesside, I would like to give a welcome to our own local radio station, BBC Radio Teesside.
And the commercial station back then, of course, was Radio Tees.
Here on Radio Tees, 257 metres.
It's all very clear now, isn't it? So happy birthday to the name BBC Tees. This week, 27 years ago, Clyde joined the ranks of those stations splitting their AM from their FM frequencies on a trial basis.
It's 4 o'clock. This is Radio Clyde, and we're going to split and go our separate ways. That means on 102.5 FM in stereo, it's Mike Holloway.
Cheers, Jake.
Over Strathclyde, this is Clyde FM. Clyde has now split the airwaves. You're in tune with the most exciting commercial radio station.
Clyde splitting at the weekend into Clyde FM and Radio Clyde on AM this week in 88, a precursor to the Clyde 1 and 2 strategy. And that same week, BRMB and Birmingham began evening AM-FM splitting. Robin Vulcan News on BRMB and Oldies on AM. This week in 1972, the last Clitheroe Kid was heard on Radio 2. This sitcom starring Jimmy Clitheroe had become part of British Sunday lunchtimes for 15 years.
We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Double Trouble!
Where is he?
I've just sent him to the grocer's with my order.
Grandad.
Jimmy, I sent you to the grocer's.
I hope you both have a smashing time, because it's the season of peace on earth and goodwill to all men and little boys.
The Clitheroe Kid, which ended this week 43 years ago. Jimmy was 50 by the time it ended. This week, 8 years ago, the press continued their hounding of Sarah Kennedy for one particular show. She said she'd just had a sore throat.
Of course it's not over. Come on, we're getting on. It's some 7 minutes past... Oh, some ungodly hour, 6 o'clock. We have a week... Don't even talk about it. It was a weekend that was very, very busy. I think I'll probably feel much, much better tomorrow.
The wonderful Sarah Kennedy on Radio 2 Earlies this week, 8 years ago. The 14th of August, 1967, is a date imprinted on the minds of most 60s pirate station fans. That was the last day on air for many stations as the new law approached the following day.
Some mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
It was just 3 years ago this month that the idea for Radio London was born. As one listener put it, the world will get by without Big L, but I'm not sure that it will be a better place.
Philip, of course, went on to launch Piccadilly on land, didn't he? Only one station famously defied that new legislation.
Now is the time to turn on that tape recorder to capture for all time the historic moment when Radio Caroline enters a new phase of broadcasting. Radio Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last, after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognising this station's legality, its right to be here, its right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent,
It's right to give the music and service to the peoples of Europe, which we have been doing since Easter Sunday, 1964. And we, in turn, recognize your right as our listener to have freedom of choice in your radio entertainment.
Johnny Walker's most famous link ever, as Caroline continued this week in 1967. So, with James Naughtie celebrating his 64th birthday.
Well, first up after the news, I'm going to be talking to Jeremy Hunt, the Culture Secretary, about broadband.
DLT resigning on air 23 years ago.
Am I sorry I left? No. Am I sorry I did it on air? No, not at all.
The death of Radio 4's Robert Robinson 4 years ago.
For some years, I've been unconsciously assuming that God meant newspapers to be tabloid.
The final Cousin Brucey show on WNBC 38 years ago.
Hey, it's 3.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. How, everybody all right? You're washing up, you're keeping clean and everything. I worry about you when I'm not here.
And Jonas, famously at the crease 24 years ago.
He hit a four of the wicketkeeper's head and he was out for nothing. Tough looking.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.